The second meeting of the SCORE Task Force met in Fayette County Tuesday night. SCORE, or Southern Coalfields Organizing and Revitalizing the Economy, is an initiative aimed to give Southern West Virginia much-needed opportunities to diversify the economy and strengthen communities. The first speaker, John David, began the night by quoting Mother Jones, who said that there's never peace in West Virginia because there's never justice. David then told lawmakers he hopes they turn that around, first by addressing the lack of affordable housing.
How we can, in essence, save energy, how in essence then we can put some of the youth to work that we're training here into permanent jobs to improve housing.
David is the director of the Southern Appalachian Labor School, a community development and education-based nonprofit, according to its website. He passed out a packet that also included a plan to upgrade a building and create a community hub for veterans, making the transition to civilian life. Nothing was off the table, as each person that chose to speak had 2 minutes at the podium. Other areas of concern brought up by the community included an aging population, disaster preparedness, quality child care, and more. West Virginia Citizen Action Group Executive Director Gary Zuckett talked about water.
This is very essential for our tourism, for our business and economic development. Businesses don't want to locate in a place where the water is no good, and for healthy communities and families. We all know about the threats to our water from mining, chemical spills.
The Citizen Action Group's main goal, according to its website, is to give average citizens a voice when it comes to public policy. Zuckett also suggested funding the public service districts to complete water protection plans, resist attempts to weaken environmental law, and make sure the DEP is enforcing the laws. Suggestions from other speakers ranged from renewable energy tax credits to selling water as a natural resource. Some folks brought up investing in tourism marketing, something brought up by co-chair of the committee, Senator Art Kirkendall of Logan County, and Senator Bill Laird of Fayette County.
One of the things particularly significant in this senatorial district is the tourism, the natural beauty of the area, the Greenbrier Valley, certainly the New River Gorge. We enjoy a common watershed, a lot of recreational opportunities in this portion of the state of West Virginia.
A recent article in the Charleston Gazette points to a sharp decline in the rafting business over the past few years. And as lawmakers talk about investing more into the tourism industry, the state audit is questioning the ethics of the Hatfield and McCoy Authority, which oversees some of the ATV trails in the state. The state auditor said it was operating as if the laws didn't apply to it. The SCORE committee plans to meet 2 more times. While the last meeting will be held in Logan County, the next location has not been established yet. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Oak Hill.